make the case that the Jaguars need to take an offensive lineman with a third overall pick in this year's draft. 71 sacks last season, and a running game that struggled to stay ahead of the chains is proof enough of that. The problem? You won't find an offensive lineman that fits the value at number three. There are a few intriguing prospects, though, and the best of those is Iowa's Brandon Scherff, who was a dominant left tackle at Iowa, but won't play on that side on Sunday. In fact, while many think he could be an excellent right tackle, it seems as if the Cowboys' experiment with Zach Martin a year ago might be the best blueprint for Scherff.
I don't know if there'd be a challenge. I think I like run blocking, and you know, it'd be a little closer, and you know, you get a little help from the center also. So I think it'd be a smooth move for me. But like I said, I'll be happy to play wherever they want me to play.
Generally, when the first big guy goes off the board, you'll see a run on offensive tackles. There are only so many big guys who are that athletic, and everyone seemingly needs one. Andres Pete from Stanford, like Scherff, is likely to move from the left side to the right. Same for LSU's Lyle Collins.
Just out there playing tackle for my last 2 years, I definitely, you know, love being out there on the island. You know, I don't have any preference. I can play wherever, and left or right, so it doesn't matter to me.
We're joined here on Draft Position Previews by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. And obviously the offensive line is an area of need and concern for the Jaguars.
And a frightening story, Brian. Last night, as thinking about this, I dreamed that the Jaguars drafted an offensive tackle at number three.
There's nothing there, is there?
Well, they're not going to do it, first of all, and it shows I've been spending way too much time with the draft.
Well, you're a quarterback, receiver kind of guy. Offensive line at three doesn't really suit you.
It was a nightmare, put it that way.
All right. So unless the Jaguars move back,
right,
taking an offensive lineman at three makes no sense. Neither of the guys, Pete or the kid from Iowa, seem to make sense there.
Right.
So how about the top of the second round? Is there someone there?
I think there's more of a possibility there. There's so many guys in the first round that if one of them does slide at the top of the second, that makes a little more sense. I think they address that starting right tackle that everybody's talking about more through free agency. We saw this year that when you draft rookies onto the offensive line, they can show potential, but are they going to be that cog that you need to make yourself better? I think they'd like to get better next year fast. So I sort of see the big addressing happening in free agency rather than the draft.
There's always a premium on the big guys. In the last few years, it seems like there's been plenty of big guys to take. On the offensive line, though, this year seems to be a bit of a down year.
Well, it's a down year, and it's an odd year in the sense that Scherff from Iowa, Collins from LSU, they're guys that maybe could play tackle, but they're also being projected at guard. So there just isn't that left tackle guy that we're used to seeing in the 90s and the 2000s. So it's turning the draft maybe a little bit more into, let's see what we can project, let's see what we can get. It's also making guard a little bit more of a possibility throughout the first round. So, again, I think that maybe the top of the second, top of the third for some depth on the offensive line, but probably not the starting right tackle that people are looking for.
Do you see them, Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, fortifying the offensive line with depth, third, fourth, fifth, seventh round, whatever?
I think, again, sort of like the quarterback position, at some point you do want to start taking an offensive lineman somewhere in the draft, because they're usually a position that develops as time goes on. It's usually, if you get them in the fifth round, yeah, they can turn into a starter. Once you let a guy go in free agency, they can turn into a starter in a year or two. So that tact would make more sense than trying to have a guy come in and start right away.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Brian.
And we'll have more draft coverage right here on Jaguars.com from now all the way through draft day.